What if I told you that you could be a Christian, but not a believer? That you could have met the Lord at an early age and serve Him for many years, only to discover there's a great difference between being a Christian and a believer. Luke 1:45 says, "You are blessed because you have believed that the Lord would do what He said." You see, all of us reach that point in life. I call it the cave of life, where you and your vision, plans, and thoughts of God are literally staring a contradictory reality in the face, which means what God said and what I've read is not matching what I'm experiencing. You see, this word belief comes from this Greek word pisteo, which means to have faith in, trust in, or to be entrusted with. And here is what I'm saying. David received the word that he was going to be the next king, that he was anointed as king, but it took him 15 years to see it become a reality. Joseph received a dream, but he had to go through 13 years of ups and downs, trials and tribulations before that dream made sense. Peter didn't believe that he would deny Jesus, even though Jesus told him that he would. Thomas did not believe the disciples' report, even though he was standing there with them. And Judas was with Jesus, but sold him out due to a lack of belief. I'm saying, you can be with Jesus and not believe Jesus. Let me raise this question to you. Do you really believe that you're the head and not the tail? The lender and not the borrower? The victor and not the victim? Do you really believe that the first will be last and the last shall be first? Do you really believe you can do greater works than Jesus? Hey, family. You can be a Christian and not be a believer, because Luke says you are blessed because you have believed that the Lord would do just what He said. Go to God in prayer and check your life to make sure you're not just a Christian, but that you are truly a believer. Praise Him, saints. In Jesus' name, amen.